Blog Reverend Talk Radio.
Edward Payson, the only pastor in the history of mankind to ever be sent to prison for quoting the Bible. I'm happy today. I'm just happy to be here today. We had a tremendous week once again, and we continue to fight for justice. We have been fighting for justice for such a long time, and now we are right on top of what we need to do. But let me go straight to my main man, Larry Pinckney. Larry Pinckney, are you there?
I am, my brother. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, man, you think it's good to hear your voice. I tell you, it's been one of those situations of the day. We had a beautiful thing, but things was happening, trying to keep the show from going on, but we got it going on. But, Larry, how are you doing today? Cause give it to me straight. How you been doing?
Brother, everything is everything. I've been paying a lot of attention to this increasing blatant political repression that's coming down. I don't know if the audience is aware, but there were major raids, and they were really political raids meant to intimidate people all across the country, in the state of Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, et cetera. No one was arrested. And, of course, that wasn't the object, was to intimidate people. And these were people, apparently, from all reports that I have read, these are anti-war activists, people who are tired of the corporations making big money on these wars and tired of people, both Americans and non-Americans, dying in these rich folks' wars. But anyway, this happened on the 24th. So I've been paying a lot of attention to that. I had, you know, predicted that this would happen under the Obama, Biden, Rahm Emanuel regime, and sure enough, that's what we're seeing.
And Larry, you know, this is really just the beginning. Unless the people take a stand. Anytime they try to shut you up, and basically what it is a terrorist attack. That's what it is. What they're doing, they're doing a terrorist attack on the people. And when I say
right.
I mean exactly what I'm saying, Larry, because they had been flashed all over the news, everywhere, all over the computer system. All you hear on the internet, they're talking about what the FBI is doing. They're coming in, and they're going to stop this, and they're going to stop that. But look, this is when the people have to take a stand. And once the FBI start this crap, it's hard to stop them.
That's right.
Wow,
that's right.
That is interesting. But that's happened back in that they did that back in the 60s too. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. It's a continuation of the same kind of political repression, and the excuse is basically the same. It's ironic, Reverend Pinckney, that the government says, and FBI and other components of the government say, that they're engaging in these actions, which is, just as you said, nothing more than terrorism against the people, but the people of this nation, okay? But ironically, these people, i.e. the government, say that they are trying to prevent terrorism, which is like throwing oil on a fire. You don't prevent terrorism by going over there into other people's countries, kicking their doors in, and now our doors are being kicked in, okay? But you don't prevent terrorism by going to these countries, bombing them, using drone missiles, killing them, doing every conceivable inhuman thing to them in the name of democracy and freedom that we don't even have in this country. In fact, well, all that does is it enhances terrorism. So we have to ask ourselves, who are the real terrorists? And
oh,
it
doesn't
take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
And Larry, this all started with that 9/11 crap that went about. And, you know, you and I kind of understand what's really behind that. We know that that was an inside job. It was designed to terrorize not only the people here in the United States, but across the country. I mean, across the world, matter of fact. And what they're trying to do now, they're trying to let you know that we're coming, and this is just a spinoff. Now they're coming knocking on our doors, throwing our furniture out, taking any kind of paperwork that you have available, and using that against you. That's how they use things against you even though what they did is basically against the international laws, what they was doing more than anything else. What they doing now is so incredible, but yet I listen to these people, and they keep, well, this will stop another terrorist attack.
It will enhance, you're right, it will enhance another terrorist attack. And, in fact, what they are doing to the constitutional rights of the people in this country, you see, just like you said, brother, 9/11 was the beginning of the end for any kind of real U.S. Constitution. 9/11, okay, under G.W. Bush, and is still being continued under Barack Obama, this was meant to shred the U.S. Constitution, to shred it, okay, to make it worthless, not even worth the paper it's written on, okay? And we're seeing it today. We're seeing it as the corporations take control as if they are individual humans, which they are not. They are not. A corporation is not a human being, despite what the U.S. Supreme Court may have ruled. The fact is that the constitutional rights of the people in this country, we don't have to talk about Iraq. We don't have to talk about Afghanistan or Pakistan. Mm-hmm. No. We talk about right here in this country, the constitutional rights of the people, black, white, brown, red, yellow, the constitutional rights of the peoples of this country are being totally trampled upon. The Constitution has been made null and void, and there's an article that just came out a day or two ago called It's Official, the U.S. is a Police State. Again, it's official, the U.S. is a police state. It's by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who is not, by the way, a screaming radical. He is, in fact, the former undersecretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration. Now, how about them potatoes?
Oh, absolutely, Larry. Larry, what you're saying is so true. And my way of thinking, I've been saying this for years. What they're doing, they're preparing the people to bring the army in to take control of our communities. Because I remember it started with New Orleans started here in Benton Harbor when the army came in and were patrolling the streets with their tanks on that little bitty uprising that we had here was so tiny. They still brought in maybe 1,000 troops to control a city that had less than 11,000 people. And they was patrolling the streets with tanks. They had machine guns on the back of these little jeeps. They was riding around and martial law went into effect. Everybody had to be off the street at 7 o'clock. And if you caught on the streets at 7 o'clock, you'd be arrested. Myself and Dr. Town, we continue to walk the streets to try to get people alert. Do not come out your home, because if you come out, these people is for real. They had the order to shoot to kill. They say everybody in Benton Harbor had a gun, and I tell you, people didn't even have knives here. Sticks. Mm-hmm. They didn't even have sticks, and they talking about everybody here had a gun. And in the uprising, we had about four or five houses that was on fire, and each night they'll show a different side of the house to make it look like it was worse than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And trying
mm-hmm.
to justify the army patrolling the street. And I tell you, they had so many jeeps and tanks and stuff around here, you would believe that this was a war here. It was a war zone.
Well,
but then here's the thing, though, Larry. Nobody said nothing about it.
Exactly.
Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody opened their mouth. Nobody said, hey, I see a problem with that. Nobody, the news media came in, and they was edging them on, talking about how this was another bad night. It was this and that. They throwing sticks and balls, and they firing with machine gun fire and everything else at these poor folks. And it was terrible. But my thing is this. We don't speak up. We don't talk. We don't say nothing.
Right.
We don't say a word until it's too late. Then after it's too late, everybody behind these barbed wire fence, that chicken barbed wire fence, how they turn it, and then we try and talk about, oh, we should have done this. We should have done. No, it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly correct, brother. Once again, you are right on the mark, right on the mark, because this is what it's all about. I remember back in 2007, 2008, okay, in I wrote an article in the Black Commentator, www.blackcommentator.com. I wrote an article entitled "An Obama Presidency, More of the Same, Only Worse." Mm-hmm. And in that article, I predicted that there would be a rise of blatant government repression against black, white, brown, red, and yellow people in this country. I keep emphasizing that. You know, a lot of our well-meaning brothers and sisters want to talk about Iraq and want to talk about Afghanistan and Pakistan. And yes, while those places are important, we better pay attention to what is happening right here in this country to us. And because that's really what it's all about. So you're right. You're right on the mark, my brother.
Yeah.
Right on the
mark. You know, and here's something too, Larry, that, you know, I was telling people that, I had predicted that Obama would never win a second term. I may have to take that back, because now what I see he's doing things that they want done. They're following the same policy that Bush followed. They're following the same identical policy, and like you said, even worse now than ever before. And that is exactly what's going on right now, right in front of our very own eyes. And I tell you, if we don't get this right, get our heads together, and understand what we're up against, we're all gonna be behind them barbed wire fences
and
the FBI and it's not just the FBI out here raiding folks home. They got other agencies.
Well, I mean, this country, brother, excuse me, I'm sorry. This country has at least 14, Americans don't seem to know this, okay? They have at least 14 different agencies, not just that people know about
That's right.
A little bit about the FBI, a little bit about the CIA, but they don't understand that there are at least 14, maybe more, that we don't even know about.
They all
come under the umbrella of what's called the NSA, the National Security Agency. The National Security Agency coordinates all these, let me just say it like it is, coordinates all these unconstitutional, immoral, amoral, absolutely unjust, fascist attacks on the peoples of this country. And we have lots of agencies, so you're right. It's not just FBI, CIA, or the police. This is a machine, and this machine is working together to repress, to intimidate, to control, to set up the people. But like you always say, Reverend Pinckney, like you always say, it's more of us than them.
That's right.
We need to unite. We need to say, no, we will not tolerate this. And the more they bring on the repression, the more we need to organize, and get the word out.
And, you know, and here's the thing. We talk about all the different agencies here, and they got their own mercenary group, too. And I used to always tell people about you got an FBI inside the FBI. You got an FBI team that murders people. You got a CIA team that murders people. And these are just spinoffs from what the government do here. And people would never believe, because when you talk about 9/11, we know was created by this government. You know, somebody would never come over here, hijack a plane, and running into a building, and the whole building start melting, and people fail for it. I mean, people fall for anything, because one thing, we have to figure out a way how to neutralize this media, and the way to do it is with this computer system. And here, Now they're trying to censor the computer system.
That is correct. And in fact, Barack Obama is one of the main forces trying to censor the Internet. That's
yes.
right. The very guy who was talking about 2.5 years ago about transparency, okay, the very guy who was talking about hope and change has now gone way beyond what the repression that George W. Bush could ever have gotten away with, okay? And so you're right. We have to be aware of these things, and we got to put it out there. And if those people who choose to be ignorant will pay for that. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people pay a serious price for being ignorant, and that's the ignorance is precisely what the repressive agencies and agents of this government are counting on. They are counting upon ignorance and complacency until, as you said, it's too late. And we cannot allow that to happen.
And here's the biggest thing that we got to do. We got to keep telling people the truth. And whatever they do with that information is on them, because then it's not on us. As long as we tell them, because a lot of times people would never believe. And I know this for a fact. I remember the day that 9/11 happened, Larry. Listen to this. I was picking in the courthouse, and people came from everywhere to tell me, Reverend, they just bombed the tower, the Twin Towers in New York, and they come coming down. It's a terrorist attack, you know. And I say, what happened? Because I didn't. I'm telling you, it happened at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30, whatever it was. But that's the time I was marching, and the guy came in. It was white guys, black guys, all kind of people came up to me and was telling me, Reverend, we might be at war. And I shut them all up real fast. I said, we're not going to be at war. That's an inside job. I said, who's going to come over here and pull a stunt like that? And the way they was explaining, and I have not even gotten it off the radio or TV or anything. And I was telling them, I said, take a good look at this. Examine this. Then they told me they tried to attack the Pentagon. I said, they tried to do what? I said, then I told them the Pentagon attacked the Pentagon. That's what happened. And, they were so angry. Look, I'm talking about folks that were mad. They were so mad at me, they could have hung me that day. You talking about walking around here with a rope? When I was telling them that it was an inside job, now we got more people than ever before talk about this terrorist attack and what they doing to the people. They doing it, and they doing it. See, they're not doing anything really illegal in their eyesight. They think they're doing everything by the law. And you're supposed to be terrorized, Larry. You're not supposed to be talking on the radio about the FBI, talking about Obama, talking about what this country is doing to the people. You are not supposed to be on the radio. Now you're supposed to be so scared that you don't want to talk about them. Because you say, well, they might come after me now. Yeah, they already doing that. They already coming.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So you have to brace yourself for what they're going and what they're doing.
You know, speaking of 9/11, a friend, I remember that morning because a friend called and he was in tears. I didn't see him, but he was obviously crying on the other end of the phone saying, oh, our enemies have attacked us. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Which enemies are you talking about? And then I immediately turned the television on, and they kept showing these passenger airliners flying into the Twin Towers. Now, let me ask you just one very simple question. How, in the name of whatever is sacred, could an airliner, much less three airliners, and in the case of the Twin Towers themselves, two airliners, how could they possibly have gotten through NORAD, through all the defense systems that the United States has? Why is it that fighter jets, U.S. fighter jets, were called back to to their bases. Back. You know, just common sense. And these are the kinds of things, but they play, the government plays on fear, they play on emotion, and most of all, they play on ignorance. And we
yes.
have got to organize against fear, organize against pure emotion, and organize against, you know, just going for the okey-doke. We must educate, politicize, and organize.
Oh, 100%. And you know, the thing is, we got to let people know. We got to give them information. We got to let them know that, you know, that what we see, a lot of times you say, well, especially nowadays, folks, they're so intimidated. And they're definitely intimidated by the government. They got folks fighting over jobs and everything you could think of, they got folks doing. And it's designed by the governor to do these things for the simple reason it's been tested already. You see,
right.
They're not, you know, what they do, they take certain cities. And they exploit that little city to find out what the people would do. Let's say if we cut the water off, there was no water in the city for you to drink. What would your next option do? Let's say that, you know, we bring the military in and nobody hollering. We got to make sure that we have a reason to bring them in. And just like New Orleans, same situation when the military came in. You see, it's everything we see and everything that we do, it repeats itself. But what they do practice runs. See, a lot of times, even in the Army, what they do, they have this the military have they be fighting and against each other, so they know what to do, and they do it now all over the country. Different people doing it, but the United States is the far worst at doing everything because they're designed the only to support that top 10. The top 10 richest people there is in the world is, you know, that's who they're trying to support. And these corporations, all they care about making sure that they get theirs. And those are the ones who should be ran out of town, ran out of the state, ran out of the country, and make them leave their money here.
Yeah, and tried for the treason and the sedition and the treachery against the people because that's who they are. They're the ones who are committing treason. They are the ones who are committing treachery. They are the ones who are committing sedition against black, white, brown, red, and yellow peoples of this country, everyday folk against us. They are the ones. And like you say, they need to be tried and convicted by the people, everyday people. You know, it's imperative that we understand what is happening.
You know, and we have to do one thing there. We got to take back this government because government is supposed to be ran by the people for the people. And if you don't have a government that ran by the people for the people, you don't have a government.
You have something else.
We talk about democracy. There's no democracy here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people is talking about democracy. There's no. We don't have it.
Mm-mm.
We don't have it,
Mm-mm.
you
no,
know.
We don't.
But when they
we
consider
don't.
Democracy, when you're able to elect a government, we elect government. Then they somehow decide to reverse it and do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, because the corporations run the government. The corporations are the government. They always have been. Doesn't matter which shade, pigmentation, or gender somebody is who's the puppet right now. We're continuing to have these puppets. And they're very dangerous. They know exactly what they're doing. This is why, for example, what we've been talking about, Reverend Pinckney, this is why our beautiful sister Lynn Stewart is in prison.
Absolutely.
Because the terrorists, the real terrorists, okay, acted against her to set her up and to most of all silence and imprison her, Attorney Lynn Stewart. This is what they try to do. This. The name of their game is very, very simple. Intimidate. Our game is also very, very simple. It's called struggle.
Struggle for
the people, by the people, with the people. Organize on behalf and with the people. Very simple.
And you know what you said is right. Lynn and she's sick now, and I was told that they're trying to take her down to Texas, take her away from her family. And you know, anytime you stand up against this government, this is what they do. They pay people to come in and lie. They falsify records, and everybody know what they're capable of doing, but nobody actually believed that they would do something like that. People, you tell people that they pay people to lie, they actually pay people to come to court, lie. They come to court and lie, and then everybody is lying. That's what they're doing. And with this lie, you got a jury who know that everybody's lying, yet still they still convict you on faulty evidence. And that's a terrorist attack. You see what I'm saying?
That's a terrorist attack.
And you have a jury that come in there and they know the truth and they continue. They continue to try to convict the person, and they know a person is lying. I have watched these folks in this courthouse and how people been doing in federal court. And I tell you, every trial that I have ever been to in federal court, the federal prosecutor have won. I have never seen them lose a case.
We don't have democracy. There is no democracy, just as you said, my brother. There is no democracy.
Mm-mm.
There is a mockery of democracy. But what we have is hypocrisy. And if we
don't wake up
and organize, and as you say, be truth tellers, it doesn't matter who likes it or doesn't like it. It is our obligation, duty, and responsibility to put the truth out there. And as you said, my brother, it's on them. People have to make up their mind.
But
we
got to
put it out there.
That's right. And whatever they do with the truth is on them. Because we have a duty, Larry, to tell people the truth. And once we tell them the truth, then it's no longer on us. Because we're on the air right now and we're talking to people and I don't know whether people are getting excited or getting angry and upset about you and I telling the truth, but that's on them.
Yep.
I care less, Larry, whether someone get angry with us. Long as you and I are speaking the truth, we don't have to worry about how they feel about stuff and how things are going. We don't have to do that.
That's
just the way it's supposed to be done. I tell you, I am excited today. I'm always excited about what's happening, and I get a thrill and a kick out of it. You know what I'm saying?
I do,
so
too.
All we have to do is just keep doing what we're doing and take it from there.
That's right. That's right. Like you said, my brother, Reverend Pinckney, stick and move. Stick and move.
That's
a direct Reverend Edward Pinckney quote right there.
Am I on? Is that you?
Yeah, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
I've been trying to get on for a half hour.
There was something wrong with the computer.
Okay.
I got on late myself. We'll talk about that later. Go ahead.
Okay, I was listening to the beginning, and you see the difference in now and then is they didn't have Blackwater in it then.
Mm-hmm.
They have Blackwater in the thousands, tens of thousands. Blackwater is fighting the war overseas. And they can bring them home because it's a private company. And as you were saying, the peace groups now are being infiltrated as terrorists, as you stated earlier. What's that about? That's about anybody who says anything different. And when you mentioned 9/11, as being the World Trade Center, an inside job, I'm the expert on the Landmarks case because I was the investigator on that case. It's all a fraud on the American people. An Egyptian operative asked the Egyptian government where they want the sheikh in jail, in Egypt or the United States. And he gets paid in advance. And these young men who are being accused, and I'm talking about the inner city cases of so-called terror, the Liberty City, the Newburgh, New York. These young men, you know, the young men in Liberty City who were supposed to be plotting to blow up the Sears Tower, they didn't know where the Sears Tower was. And I'm saying, now how are you going to blow something up? They promised them a pair of boots and a Hummer. You see what I'm talking about?
I know. Hey, Ralph, listen to this. Tell us a little bit how people feel in New York about what they're saying in reference to a terrorist attack on the Twin Towers? Because I know people in New York I got a whole different take. Tell us just a little bit about it, and then we'll take it from there.
What we have is we have people in New York just had a conference about 3 weeks ago on the fallacy of the 911, you know, the terrorist attack, and the government's refusal to investigate, and the government putting down anybody who says, wait a minute, I have some questions about this. What was happening? Now, they had 19 young men, Saudi Arabians, you know, for the most part, you know, who were involved, but that was only a small piece of the story. They don't talk about the Mossad. They don't talk about explosions. They don't talk about architects who said it couldn't have happened that way. They don't talk about the scientists. They refuse to talk about that. And when you put it together with the landmarks and the cases they're doing now, the case in Albany, the pizza operator who borrowed $5,000, and he's doing life in prison for terrorism, this is a bad joke. And people are beginning to say, wait a minute. It's an interesting thing where we have 6 million foreclosures. The Democrats haven't been able to stop the criminal document of the subprime loan. People are still getting their money.
They're part of it.
There it is. And people are saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. When are we going to start getting truth? And when they start putting the truth tellers in jail, and this is why I say Lynn Stewart is in jail. She was the attorney on that case. She can explain it book and case the way it didn't go. So they had to put her in jail because she was traveling around the country talking, and as we discussed 2 weeks ago, she was guilty of the same crime that Jesus and Socrates were guilty of, you know, corrupting the youth. And how is she corrupting the youth? Talking about the truth in law schools, colleges, universities. Hey, that's hardly corrupting. I think that's educating. And they don't want people educated in a way.
No,
you
and
Rap, Larry,
remember this. Rap, they're doing everything within their power. Remember, that's why the FBI and everybody going door to door now trying to find reason to terrorize people. See, remember this. You know, what they did to Lynn is they used Lynn for this, but it's designed for people like me, you, Larry, and the rest of the nation. It's designed to terrorize us.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Well, now we're supposed to be so terrorized and intimidated by this that we should, you know, we need to go off the air. That's what they're saying. They say, you could be next. Is
exactly.
Right about that, Larry? Talk to me.
That's the name of the game. And it's about, I will say it again, to reiterate, it is to use fear and intimidation. This is a country which used to at least superficially, pride itself in the constitutional right of free speech, the constitutional right of being able to come together, the constitutional right to dissent against your government. And people need to read the preamble to the Constitution, not just the Constitution, but the preamble to it, even though it is wholly ignored. It says to people, the people of this country, what they are bound by duty to do when the government and its agencies stop serving the people and, in fact, work against the people. So this goes back, I remember it well, as do many, many people, and I'm sure many of our listeners. And for those listeners who don't, I implore you to read a book by Howard Zinn, that's Z-I-N-N, Howard Zinn. The name of the book is A People's History of the United States. This is real history and real herstory, as I like to say, because we have, you know, not only heroes, but we have outstanding sheroes, such as Sister Lynn Stewart, Asata Shakur, and so many, many others. So this is a continuation, and they're intensifying it, as I said they would do over 2 years ago. I said this would happen when I talked about the Obama presidency. It did not take a rocket scientist to figure out where we were headed.
Yeah, well, he's taken us there, And all of the factors are in place. The shredding of the Bill of Rights, you know, the spying on people, the going after peace organizations, the anti-war organizations, that's going against the imperial design set up by the wealthy in this country. The paying off of Glenn Beck, multimillionaire, to tell people, to keep people conned. But as hard as they're trying, people are beginning to see the truth and beginning to say, wait a minute, because, see, we have neighborhoods that surpass Detroit in foreclosures. And those people who never thought of it are saying, hey, you know, all I tried to do was, you know, have the way of life that was promised us, and now it's all gone, and the money's gone, and these people are talking about nothing but war. And we can't have a conversation without some company spying on us. The jobs are gone. Food prices are going through the roof. So what is this about? This is about shutting up the people, shutting down the Constitution. And we will see it grow. And I think, as you stated, Larry, what are we going to do? Now, we know what they're going to do. Now, what are we
right.
going to do? And
right.
I think that, Reverend,
you
you're on the right track. You know,
where were you at? Where were you at on 9/11?
Me, I was same place I am now. I was in the North Country. I had tried to put a hatchet through my foot. You know, like I was cooking, and I got carried away with a hatchet trying to get very thin sheets, pieces of maple. And I looked up at the cooker to see that the smoke was white. I was into ribs, and I just, what, that axe bounced off the log and went halfway through my foot. So then I was sitting with my foot up in the air after 10 days in the hospital, hoping that I'd be able to move my toes afterward.
Mm.
And when I heard, of course, I don't have a television, and I was, you know, like a lamenting, feeling sorry for myself, when I got a phone call, and he says, well, turn on your radio. And I turned on the radio, and I'm saying, whoa. And then he says, look and find somebody with a TV. And, you know, and I looked at him. So, you know, two times I was in this same place when they started the war in Iraq, and I couldn't believe it. I says, you know, they're bombing those people for doing nothing. And I says, and then this World Trade Center thing, I says, well, you know, like I would understand it if people fought back, because America, what do they have, bases in 200 countries or 700 countries? They have bases all over the world, and everybody's supposed to sit quiet, you know. The thing, the most amazing part I think of is when LBJ gave that speech to the joint houses of Congress when he said, we will bomb them back to the Stone Age unless they capitulate. And they did not capitulate, but they tried to bomb them. They spoiled the land so that it may never be used again. Why?
Never.
Because they wanted to control them. And if anybody thinks war, American wars, are about anything but controlling the natural resources of other countries, then they're in some type of dream world. We're in a terrible place here.
Let me say it's about controlling the natural resources of other countries,
exactly.
but for the elite, the wealthy global elite, the less than 2% elite in this country and 10% globally. It's for them. Not that it would be right if it were for anyone, you know, else. My point is simple, that we have to understand that in the richest country, the United States has resources that abound. But we must ask ourselves, why is it that it cannot take care of its veterans who are sent over as cannon fodder in war after war? Why is it endless war, perpetual war? It's always some reason to have a war.
That's
war
right. But Larry, remember the reason why they don't take care of the veterans, they're just designed. That's why nobody want to go fight the war now. But look,
right.
I got Libby on the line, and she's a 9/11 expert. Mm-hmm. Libby, are you there?
I am. I don't think I'm a 9/11 expert.
So you don't qualify for a 9/11 expert. But I remember you sent me a whole lot of stuff in reference to 9/11, and I really, really got excited because it proves my whole theory that the government was behind it.
I think so. I think, well, I believe that, and I believe that the Israeli government might have been even more important in it.
Mm-hmm. It's called collusion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, and more people are coming to that conclusion. That's why they have to crack down on anybody who says no. This is why they have to crack down on dissent, because people more and more are saying, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. And with this Blackwater, this is what I'm worried about. This is the difference between the Vietnam War, the resistance then, and now. We have Blackwater, a group of people who are operating. And remember, they were in New Orleans, and people were getting killed. And that story is coming out. How come Blackwater wasn't stopping that? Because they were a part of it.
And so remember this, even before Blackwater went to New Orleans, they've been controlling these streets anyway, just like those terrorist attacks, the drive-by shooting that's going on in Illinois. I don't believe for one second that what they're saying is going on is happening. I just don't see it. I I'm not ashamed to say maybe if somebody can prove me wrong, I'm happy to see this. But what they're saying is going on. My knowledge of Chicago, I was born and raised there, and I know people there, and I know how people react. I don't see them going around shooting up all these little kids. I don't see it. I don't see them attacking people just because they walk in the street or they say they claim they're in the game. I'm not buying that. That's what I call a terrorist attack. And on that note, Libby, give us what you got.
Well, it's hard to know where to start with the news from Benton Harbor right now. There is a convergence of a lot of things that have been planned for many, many years by Whirlpool. All seem to be coming together right now. And I have articles, from the Whirlpool Company paper with comments afterwards. It's very heartening to see that people are really starting to participate in these comments and do truth-telling. Lots of people are doing this now in the Herald Palladium, and the amazing thing is the Herald Palladium is printing these comments. But basically, without going to any one article or any comments, I'd just like to say that these are some of the things that are going on right now in Benton Harbor. And you have to keep in mind that Whirlpool is and has been directing all of these activities. Let's see, Governor Granholm ordered the state financial manager named Joe Harris to take over Benton Harbor a while ago. So he's now running the place and actually made the statement that he would take no questions from the Benton Harbor City Commissioners. He will take no questions. It has been discovered that he has moved or is moving to Benton Harbor from Detroit, where he did the same stuff in Detroit. Whirlpool has also announced that they are building not only that huge resort, Harbor Shores, and the golf course and the 800 housing units and the two big hotels, not that whole Harbor Shores thing only, but also a $68 million office complex, sometimes they call it an office campus, and this is going to be right on the lake, Lake Michigan. And I'm not sure exactly how much of Benton Harbor that is going to be. Is that all Benton Harbor,
all
that
Benton
land?
Harbor. All Benton Harbor.
Okay. Lakefront property. The amazing thing is that we have Benton Harbor City Commissioners who were not bought by Whirlpool and have gone over to the Whirlpool side. And Benton Harbor City Commissioners have just voted to actually give a tax abatement. This is hard to even say because it just seems like it can't be true. But they voted to give a tax abatement to Whirlpool for this office complex of $50 million. And Benton Harbor commissioners will have to be taking out a loan for part of that or all of it, part of it maybe. They're getting another tax abatement. You know, Whirlpool really needs this money. Like, they're just probably one of the richest corporations in the world. They're getting $19 million tax abatement from Governor Granholm / the state of Michigan. Reverend Pinckney stated that the goal here is to really lay Benton Harbor bare so that there just no infrastructure is left and there can be a full takeover. And some of the ways this is happening is basically the fire department has been dissolved. It just laid 9 cops off. They're planning a state takeover of the school system. Law enforcement eventually will be taken over by the county sheriff. And, excuse me, then there's the water situation, which, you know, Benton Harbor can be ruined by messing around with water, because Benton Harbor has gotten a good revenue. It's been a good revenue source. There are townships close to Benton Harbor, touching Benton Harbor, that have paid Benton Harbor for water. So this has been good revenue for Benton Harbor. But behind the back of Benton Harbor officials, Whirlpool has paid for water plants to be built in 2 townships, St. Joe Township and Benton Harbor Township, which are, you know, they touch Benton Harbor. And so now it's reversed. Benton Harbor is now buying their water from Benton Township. No revenue is coming in. Nobody's having to buy water from Benton Harbor. So, you know, if you can just put all this together, I don't know if we mentioned on here before something that's sort of related to all of this, which is, did we talk about Collins?
Andrew Collins?
Andrew Collins.
The cop who was planting drugs on people.
That is
related to this whole thing. Matter of fact, he sent more than 200 people to jail, to prison, for drugs.
That's part of the whole plan. That's part of the whole plan to make Benton Harbor more and more and more over the years available to Whirlpool for what they want, for the land that they want. But Collins, he's a criminal cop, and he got 37 months for just horrendous drug planting, ruining people's lives and their families' lives. He after 7 months is back on the street. He's not a cop, but he's in the community. So he served 7 months of a 37 month sentence for just horrendous criminal deeds. But you know, that's the drug planting and the highest innocent conviction rate in the state and the highest juvenile conviction rate in the state. Again, you know, Whirlpool is the guy behind the curtain here, planning everything for all these decades.
And here's something that most people don't know here is that, see, Benton Harbor is like a testing ground. And I think earlier in the show that we talked about how they test out a situation, see will it work. And everything that the Whirlpool and government, law enforcement have tried here has worked. The only reason that Andrew Collins was in jail was because for years I told them that this man was planting drugs. They thought that I was a madman. They said nobody could plant drugs on this many people. And they found out that not only was he planting drugs, that he only received 7 months of a 37-month period in a federal prison. In a federal prison, you do about 80 to 85% of your time.
Mm-hmm.
So we know something ain't right there.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this. We, the people, have to take a stand. Having Andrew Collins, Whirlpool, even Governor Granholm, they're nothing but terrorists. And they have done a terrorist attack on the people in Benton Harbor.
Yes, and this is not just Benton Harbor. Every city throughout the country is under the same type of attack. They're privatizing everything. Water, a basic necessity of life. They're privatizing, polluting, increasing the prices and giving corporations tax abatements. What is this big issue in Congress? A family with $250,000 and up, should they continue be very close, be aware of that? They already have a tax reduction under Bush. The question is, should they continue getting tax deductions? And it looks like they will continue under Mr. Obama. As you have told us, Larry, many, many times, this man is going to be worse than Mr. Bush, so look out what's coming down the pike. Well, it is down the pike. But one more interesting thing about all of these things that we've been discussing. Have you noticed that it seems like the rats are abandoning the ship, you know, around Obama? What do you make of that? You know, it's more than Rahm Emanuel just going back to Chicago. They're getting worse in terms of appointing even so-called liberal people to any positions of authority, and yet people are abandoning them. What do you make of that? This is puzzling me a little bit, how they're walking away, and they're coming down tighter on, you know, those who would be left, and yet people are running for Mr. Obama. They're going to leave him hanging out there? I'm a little confused about that one. I know the economy is going to hit the wall. Remember I said November, December? We're getting closer. September,
yeah.
We have October, November. Are they going to hit the wall and then walk away and point the finger at Mr. Obama, who thinks he's going to become of integration of the elite? He thinks he's going to be that. What's your take on that? I'm not quite sure yet.
Larry.
Well, who? You want to go, Reverend Benton?
No. You go right ahead. We only got 2 minutes. So you
maybe we should save that for next week.
Do what you have to do.
Yeah, let's save it.
Yes, I look forward to these conversations because you learn so much just listening to the questions. And I just love sitting down with people who have interest. And not only interest, people who are going to do something. And, you know, like Reverend Pinckney, I'm going to see you, what is that, October 10th?
October the 9th. You coming down?
Oh, I come out the 10th. I miss everything. October 9th, we'll be sitting down discussing, you know, like what we're going to be doing. You know, it's very, very interesting. But to say they're putting the truth tellers in jail, and my only question is I want to be with the truth tellers. And so, Reverend, look out. You be
that's
very
it,
careful.
That's
Larry, watch what you write, because I'll be right to you in jail.
Let's stop them. Look, let's stop them.
Okay.
We can stop them by continuing to tell the truth and tell people to be aware. And listen, we got less than 1 minute left. I just want to say, tell everybody that we are in full support of Lynn Stewart. We love you, Lynn. We want
yeah.
you to know that we're with you 100%, and we want people who listen to the show to get behind Lynn Stewart. We need you. It's
Did
not
I get
about
the address?
You. We need your help. So, Lynn Stewart, if you happen to listen to the show or somehow get a copy of it, we want you to know that we love you, we need you, and we're going to continue to fight for you. On that
write a
note,
letter.
Ralph, you can go ahead and clean it up.
Okay, 5 Lynn Stewart, 150 Park Row, New York, New York. 150 Park Row, New York, New York. 1007. The number 53504-054. Write it, she will return the letter to you. MCC. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you and love you all.
And on that note, I just want to say we are going to have our Freedom Fund dinner October the 9th here in the city of Benton Harbor. We're going to have Sam Adams Jr. will be our keynote speaker, the one who defended Bogorovich, and we want people to come from all over the country to hear this man talk, because he said he's going to lay down the law. So on that note, I wish I had 2 more seconds, but unfortunately, we ran out of time. We're out of time at this time, and I want to thank you, Larry. I want to thank you, Ralph. I want to thank you, Libby. I love you all, and I y'all did
hey,
a beautiful
can
job.
I, ask,
I was
can
having
I
computer
ask?
Problems early. I couldn't, so for some reason, I couldn't get on, and everything was seemed to be going haywire. And it wasn't their fault. I believe it was my fault. I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming myself because I got myself together, and I got on, and it was me more than anybody else. And for some strange reason, I don't know what be going on. It seemed like it won't let me let folks in. And if you don't be in before 5 o'clock, then you don't get in. And I think that's one of the things that really gets, you know, that be messing with me here. But I do apologize. I'm working on it. And like I said, I believe it's me. I don't believe it's the computer.
See you next
that note.
Can we talk for a minute?
Yes.
What's going on with people being picked up?
Well, they just picking them up and it's going on all over the country. FBI accusing them, you know, of especially anti-war.
Yep.
When
no,
did
they're,
it start?
They're hitting a number of organizations, including SDS, Students for Democratic Society, which now has about 170 chapters. It only restarted 2 years ago, all over the country. But they're also hitting quite a few other organizations.
Right.
Literally all over the country, kicking people's doors in and or just banging on their doors, trying to intimidate them. And this happened, the mass raid happened on the 24th. So we're talking today is what, the 26th? So 2 days ago.
That's right. A couple of
days. What do you mean mass raid? What do you mean? Does that mean all
knocking on people's doors, going to their homes? They have search warrants and come up with blank search warrants. They've been getting out of people's houses for a long time. But listen, I think it's going to cut us off. So let's finish this conversation next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody. All right.
All right. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.